You must take care of the rising generation, for if they are protected, the time will come when they will be the flower of the people of God. Father James Whittaker, 1787.
Step inside the schoolhouse with me. You'll see a recreation of the original school that was here. Even though the Hancock Shakers were celibate, they provided a welcome and loving home for hundreds of children. Many were orphans or came from poor or broken homes. And as families joined the Shaker community, their children came with them. Some adult Shakers were caretakers for the children. Their young charges received formal schooling, worshiped with the community, and worked in their own workshops. They also worked alongside older Shakers in farming, trades, cooking, and housekeeping. Many Shakers were quite fond of the youth among them. When each came of age, the child decided whether to live as a Shaker or leave the community. As we raise and educate our children today, what skills and values do we model for them? What's the best balance of scholarly knowledge and practical skills? The Hancock Shakers thought about these questions too. For a message on A Place for Learning, press the yellow button. For more information on Hancock teachers and students, press the green button.